welcome into a new edition of the How Very Human Sciences podcast, a production out of Auburn University's College of Human Sciences. We're glad you're listening today. This is where you can expect to hear from alumni and industry leaders who will share insight and advice for the students of today. I'm Kim Hendricks. We also welcome anyone watching this podcast. You don't hear that very often to watch a podcast, but we are sharing this conversation as well through our In the Halls of Spital videocast. So welcome. And we have a very special guest coming to you from a very special location, Jimmy Rain, founder and CEO of Great Southern Wood, a longtime member of the Auburn University Board of Trustees. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yes.
Glad to be here.
Well, thank you for taking the time. And let's talk about first where we are. We are coming to you, the first official podcast recorded here in the Heyday Market, just one feature of the beautiful Tony and Libba Rain Culinary Science Center. So, Jimmy, and I wanted to call him Mr. Rain, and he won't let me do that.
No. You know? Mr. Rain was my dad.
Okay. Well, where we are sitting, out in front of us, you get to see students and the community coming in and out, making this a gathering spot, making memories in this beautiful center that you're the lead donor. You helped make it happen. How does it make you feel to get to see this?
Well, it's a pretty busy spot, isn't it?
It is. Very busy.
I've been here two or three times, and every time I'm here, Kim, it's like this. I mean, mm-hmm. It is a happening spot. People everywhere and all of the different venues, mm-hmm. food venues, are busy, and mm-hmm. people are enjoying the food and the fellowship and the laughter. It's a happening place.
It is a happening place, for sure. In the Heyday Market, this is the food hall, one feature, as we said, of the Tony and Libba Rain Culinary Science Center. It's the gorgeous building that stands right on the corner of Thatch and College, just across from Samford, right in the heart of Auburn. And Jimmy, I think the word I hear most often is stunning in trying to describe this overall center named in honor of your parents, Tony and Libba Rain. What words come to mind for you as you walk through this entire center?
Well, I think the first word that comes to my mind when I think about it is accomplishment. Mission accomplished.
Yes.
And when I say that, mission accomplished, I was a part of the dreaming. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when the idea was first planted, or the thoughts were first planted, mm-hmm. it was such an abstract thing, mm-hmm. because a center like this does not exist anywhere else in
no,
the world.
That's right.
And so when you're the first in the world, that's a milestone. Mm-hmm. And as the team of researchers who were charged with the responsibility of bringing the idea back to Auburn, mm-hmm. they traveled all over the world, mm-hmm. to every center in the world that had anything to do with culinary, hospitality, event management, and they would come back and bring their notes, and they would respond to what they saw was good and what they saw was bad. Mm-hmm. But the thing that emerged from that research was the fact that there were centers of excellence all over the world, but they were isolated in one discipline.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There was not a center of excellence that housed all of the disciplines. So that was where the team saw the opportunity for Auburn to be unique, mm-hmm. to be the first in the world to have a center of excellence for all of the disciplines. And
right.
that really captured a lot of our attention and our mm-hmm. imagination.
Absolutely. Often when you hear this is one of a kind, it's more of a catchphrase. It's absolutely true about this center.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say mission accomplished, this was studied for 10 years, Kim.
Yes.
You can imagine being a part, watching this thing sort of evolve, mm-hmm. from all of these visits, and finally you get something on paper. It's like reading a book or watching a movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's not real.
Right.
But now that it's finished and it's open and it's actually operating, it's real. So mission accomplished. Wow. I think they did it. They actually brought all of that together in one center.
Absolutely. It's an extreme mission accomplished for sure. To give you an idea, the Tony and Liberaine Culinary Science Center features state-of-the-art laboratories along with amazing commercial operations, eateries, a coffee roastery and cafe, a luxury boutique hotel, soon a microbrewery, and students get unmatched hands-on experience in every one of these spaces. So the entire Tony and Liberaine Culinary Science Center, home to the School of Hospitality Management. Every single space is an educational space within the College of Human Sciences. So when you come to have a good time and grab dinner, you're shaping the future generation of leaders. That's quite a powerful partnership.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it is a continuing learning experience, not only for the students, but for the faculty, for the staff, and for the commercial operators.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that intrigues me the most is that maybe for one of the first times ever, you're combining academia, teachers who teach, for lack of a better word, in an abstract world,
uh-huh,
alongside operators who are operating in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get an immediate opportunity to measure the abstract and the real, put them together, and then come up with a solution that really is the best.
Right.
And I think that will create the finest learning environment around, period.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. Really, the students are building their resumes the minute they step on campus here and the School of Hospitality Management. Immediately their resume is building because they're working in a professional setting. You know, every time you talk about giving back to Auburn, you bring up the student experience. What do you hope they're pulling out of this new center? And students of the future as well who may be thinking about coming here.
Well, I think everyone involved in education wants to believe that they are providing something that is going to help that student have a better life,
mm-hmm,
through
mm-hmm
the work experience, through the relationships that they form, and through the quality of life that they're able to bring to themselves and to their families.
Mm-hmm.
And many times that really is just a hope. We don't know for sure that that's going to work out that way. The thing that I feel about this experience for every student is that if they really, truly want to be successful in this field and they have the opportunity to come here, the only reason they're not successful is look in the mirror.
Right. Because here it is.
It's here for you. Everything that you need to be successful is going to be provided to you. And if you don't make it, look in the mirror, because
okay,
it's here.
Well, and you're calling this the new standard, an elevated level of hospitality management education. So let's go back a few years now. I want to talk about your student experience when you walked on the plains as a student here at Auburn University studying business. You came as a first generation in your family to get a college degree. Was
yep
that a hard transition for you?
It really was,
yeah,
because quite honestly, that's like ancient history. You know, that was that was the summer of 1964.
Okay.
And I had finished my last 2 years of high school at Marion Military Institute.
Mm.
And needless to say, I didn't go there voluntarily. I went there under protest.
Okay.
And I had decided that if I was going to go to college, I mm wanted to go to Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
I had been to Auburn in 1958 to my first football game when Auburn played Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really fell in love with it that day. And then all of my friends from Abbeville, most of them were coming here. So I applied, and because I had not really applied myself in high school, wound up at Marion, and that was the best experience that ever happened to me. I can't say enough to recommend Marion. But at any rate, when I applied, I got turned down.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so I wasn't accepted. But my father knew Mr. Sim Thomas, who was a trustee at Auburn from Eufaula. And he went to Sim and he said, Sim, he said, my son is not going to go to college if he can't go to Auburn. And he's been turned down. I don't know if there's anything that can be done, but I'd like to try to get him accepted. So Mr. Thomas said, well, you get Jimmy and you meet me at Auburn on a certain day. And so we came up here and we met him. That we went over to the old bursar's office. And we met with the bursar, and she said, I'm sorry, it's not anything I can do. The only appeal you have is you can go, you want to go into the school. At that time, it was called Science and Literature. And Dean Allen was the dean. And he said, she said, I've arranged for you to meet with him. He's the only one that can make a decision to make an exception to let you in. So I went over there, and the dean said, I want to meet with him, not my dad. And he wanted to meet with me, so he met with me privately.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me, he said, why do you want to come? And I said, well, I came here in 1958. I really liked Auburn, and if I'm going to go to college, it's the only place I want to go. If I'm not going to go here, I'm probably going to go in the military.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, I don't know if that's a good enough reason or not. He said, but what I will do, if you're willing to come to summer school now,
mm-hmm.
and go the summer, and if you can make a 3-point, which we were, at that time we were on, I think, a 3-point was a C.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So if you can maintain a C for the summer, then I'll let you come back for the fall. And if you can do it in the fall, you can come back for the winter. If you do it for the winter, you can come back for the spring. If you do it for all three quarters, then you'll be admitted as a full-time student. And that's
wow.
That's how I had to come.
A lot of pressure.
Yep.
But you followed
but I made
through.
It.
Yeah, you made it. You
I
made
just
it.
Did make it, but I made it.
Well, and you didn't just make it, because you got very involved. You know, you and an Auburn classmate at the time, now Governor Kay Ivey.
Right.
Both very involved in SGA while you were here. How important was that experience and those relationships in your success here at Auburn University and beyond?
Well, when I came to Auburn, I was so excited because I'd been in military school for 2 years. So I was anxious to get out and participate. And Kay was one of the first people I met. And we became friends. And George McMillan was a good friend. And so in that early, early time, we all began to meet like they do here at Heyday Market. Now, back then, it was a different place.
Yes.
And we began to get excited about the ideas and changing the world.
Oh.
And so George was already a student here, and he was anxious to run for president of student council,
mm-hmm.
student government. And Kay was going to run for secretary, I believe. And David Housel was going to, at that time, he was on the Plainsman. He wound up running for editor of the Plainsman.
Okay.
But anyway, we just kind of all bonded and started working to try to get them elected, and we got George elected president and Kay elected secretary, and so we became friends 55, 56 years ago, and we've been friends ever since. And, you know, you could really tell back then Kay was an exceptional person. I mean, she really was. She was so mature for her age and so polished.
Yeah.
She could really handle almost any situation and a crowd. And I knew she was going to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
Privately, we had a little bet between George McMillan, Kay Ivey, and me as to which one of us would be governor first. And Kay won.
She won. Yeah. Okay. Well, I love this longtime friendship, and I see it whenever you're together here for special events at Auburn University. You may know that Auburn's been recognized with the First Generation Forward designation, meaning as a university, they go above and beyond to help the first-gen students feel comfortable and find community and ultimately find success. Jimmy, what would be your advice to a student who might be listening or a family who feels intimidated by the idea about coming to college because no one in their family has?
Well, I can't think of a better place to come than Auburn. Mm-hmm. Auburn is a great school, a big school, but yet a big school in a small town.
Mm-hmm.
And we're fortunate, as you and I've spoken before, about being able to maintain that small town, local feeling.
Yes.
And it's a good environment for a parent to send a child. And it's a safe community. And I've found that the vast, vast majority of faculty and administrators are really caring people.
Mm-hmm.
And take the time to sit down with any student that's interested enough to come see them to try to help them and help them over whatever insecurities or fears they may have and encourage them. And we see it every day in the outstanding performance that our students are yielding.
Absolutely. Yeah. With experience, you instantly become a mentor. You know, experience in life, experience in business. Who would you name as a mentor in your life? You're already a mentor to many. You may not mm-hmm. realize that, but so who would you name?
Well, my greatest mentor was my father, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And the older I get, the more I realize what a great, great blessing a child has to have a great mother and father.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't always happen, but for those who are fortunate enough to have one, that's one of the greatest blessings God could give you. But there's been a lot of mentors in my life and people that I've admired. And, you know, I lost one of my closest best friends and mentor was Pat Dye.
Yeah.
And Pat mm-hmm. and I were close for a long, long time, and I greatly admired him and his leadership skills. But I've been blessed to have lots of mentors. My mother also. She was my Cub Scout then mother. And
mm-hmm.
And a lot of people in my town, my hometown, it was always a pleasure and a challenge, because in Abbeville, if you were doing something wrong,
everybody knew,
and they were gonna correct you. And so I had a lot of great mentors, teachers, Sunday
yeah.
school teachers. And
yes, that's important. Relationships, I can tell, are so important to you. And you brought up Pat Dye. You just recently did fund a documentary on his life called Mighty.
Right.
Incredible, powerful look at his life. What made you want to do that?
Pat Dye was one of the most important people I have ever had the pleasure to know,
mm-hmm.
and had maybe as great an impact on this institution as anybody ever.
Mm-hmm.
And because he passed away during COVID, there had never really been any kind of memorial or initiative to preserve his legacy. And I just felt like that was very wrong. His legacy had to be preserved and presented for future generations to understand the impact that he had on this institution and how one man changed this institution. And I know for sure, because I was here before Pat died and I was here afterwards. And it's a different place.
Yeah, he changed the culture.
Yes, he did.
I know, and if you get a chance to check that out, it's called Mighty. And I learned so much about Coach Dye. I already knew he was a great football coach,
right.
Great motivator, but he loved people. And I know he quietly helped so many people. Some things we know about, some things we'll never know about, probably, and his love of nature. And,
yeah.
of course, some great, great stories that'll make you laugh, too, in
yeah.
there. So thank you for doing that. Your advice to students of today, because we love to bring in industry leaders and alumni and say, someone's listening and saying, golly, I want to get out and be like Jimmy Rain. I would love to take a small business. Yours started in the backyard. turn it into a huge $1 billion per year in sales. Do I have that right, Jimmy? That's a big difference. $2 billion annually. What's your advice to a student? How do they step out into the real world with their Auburn degree and make the most of it?
Well, I think the first thing that I would say to them is that be honest with yourself. Find out exactly what it is that you want to do.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what that is.
Right.
But whatever it is you want to do, do that.
Mm-hmm.
And Dad used to always say to me, son, if you can find something that you really love to do, you'll never work another day as long as you live. And that is just so true.
Mm-hmm.
So my advice would be, try to find what it is you want to do. And then when you find that, go be the best there is at it. It doesn't matter what it is. If it's being a CEO, or if it's being a teacher, or if it's being a floor sweeper, be the best you can be and be happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
And happiness is what matters. And being satisfied with yourself when you put your head on your pillow every night, if you feel like, you know, I had a good day. I did what I wanted to do today.
That's right. And know this, incoming students, your time here in college flies by. You know, usually it's 4 short years. Some people extend it a bit, but you can still stay involved with Auburn University even when your time as a student is up, as you have shown with the Board of Trustees for many years and the Jimmy Rain Foundation offering scholarships to students now, and of course your gift to present this Tony and Liberain Culinary Science Center. Express your satisfaction now in being in a stage of giving back, and why others should experience that feeling too when they're capable.
Well, I can't speak for anybody but myself, and I know it's hard to put into words, Kim, but honestly, money is not what's really important.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really, people say that, and, oh, that's ridiculous, but you know, these boots I've got on are probably 25 years old, and you can't wear but one pair of pants at a time. You can't eat but 3 meals at a day, and you can't drive but one car at a time. So after a certain point, it's then about, well, what's your life going to be about? What do you want to do with your life, and how do you want to be remembered? Do you want to be remembered as somebody who tried to help other people and help somebody else have a better life? And I think that's what motivated me and my parents and the training and the way they lived and the things they taught me to care about people and then to try to help somebody else. That's about the only thing I can say about that. It's not the pursuit of money.
Right. That's the core of it. A caring spirit and changing the lives of those around you, which is the mission of the College of Human Sciences, improving quality of life and changing the world, just as you and now Governor Ivey were talking about way back when. And Jimmy Rain, thank you. I would say you're doing that. You've done it. You're doing that every day. Thank you for expanding the College of Human Sciences with this beautiful Tony and Liberain Culinary Science Center and changing the landscape of Auburn as a whole. So, War Eagle, and thank you.
War Eagle, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure to be with you today.
Oh, absolutely. And thanks to all of you for listening to the How Very Human Sciences podcast, for watching in and in the halls of Spital. And this is always about the good work underway in the College of Human Sciences. So, until next time, take care. Thank you.